Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's Dune. I'm one of your hosts, Zach.
And I'm John.
All right, we're back again, John. We're talking about Dune. We're going to figure out what Paul is.
Yeah.
What he could be. So let's
I still think he's a pizza delivery boy, but you know.
Well, TBD. I'm sure we'll find out in the first seconds of this minute.
Quite literally. The first second.
This minute begins with Paul hearing something he wasn't supposed to, and it ends with Paul learning about a plan.
Yep.
Pretty much it. Yeah.
So in our first second, the word one. Paul is maybe the one. As we talked about before.
Well, that full quote, get our continuity from yesterday. He turns around, Jessica turns around, sees Paul creeping in the shadows back there, and he says, "What does it mean that I could be the one?" Question marks. That's a full line.
Yeah. As we talked about yesterday as well, there are things about the Bene Gesserit that Paul doesn't fully know or understand, mm-hmm. you know, and in this minute, he gets all of that parent lore.
Yeah.
Right here. Yep. If you don't mind, I'd rather just read all the dialogue because I think it's important to go off of.
Sure.
It's not going to take us very long. But it's going to give context, I think, to everything we're going to be talking about in this minute here.
Yeah.
So Jessica says, after Paul says, "What does it mean that I could be the one?" Jessica, "You heard, the Bene Gesserit serve as powerful partners to the great houses, but there's more to it." And Paul responds with, "You steer the politics of the Imperium from the shadows. I know."
Pause. I'm going to interrupt you as you go through this.
Yeah.
So I really liked that little bit of dialogue because that is something that he also does in the books. Like he kind of intuits what the Bene Gesserit's plans are. I think I said it in a couple episodes ago, but that scene in the book right after Moheim gives him the test.
Yeah.
He pretty much says like, "Yeah, you steer all the politics," and she's like, "Oh, okay, cool. You got that. You figured that out with very little clues, or very few clues." So, I like them keeping that little snippet in the movie. That was really cool.
Well, I think like we talked about, Paul has probably heard from Thufir and Gurney and Duncan Idaho and even his own father, I'm sure, you know, their opinions and their perspectives on the Bene Gesserit as well. But continuing on, Jessica says, "You don't know everything. For thousands of years, we've been carefully crossing bloodlines to bring forth," and then Paul just interrupts, "the one." Such a fucking teenager.
Right.
And then Jessica goes, "A mind. Powerful enough to bridge space and time, past and future, who can help us into a better future. We think he's very close now. Some believe he's here." Paul's response, all part of a plan.
Yep.
So this...
Let's dissect that, because that's a lot.
Yes. And I would actually like to jump to Jessica's last line here.
Okay.
Specifically about... "We think he's very close now. Some believe he's here." Is there any reason to believe that Jessica has had like communication with other sisters of the Bene Gesserit trying to be like, "Hey, I think my son's the Kwisatz Haderach," or is she just going to look fucking insane if she does that? Because like we talked about her being potentially more fanatical in the past.
Yeah.
I think we talked about the...
two or three episodes ago.
The end of last week or something like that. But, like, who else could she have convinced that Paul is, you know, the Kwisatz Haderach?
I don't think she's talking about anyone. I think she's talking specifically about herself.
Just being like, "Oh, yeah, everyone, like, does this," but no, it's really just her.
I think she's saying, "Some people think he's here," like, kind of in a coy way.
Yeah.
"Some people equals her."
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's not wrong to say that some... being a subset of one, but still not quite the way that it should have been portrayed, I think.
No, I mean, some people think he's already here. You know, I think he's already here kind of thing, but probably would have given too much away.
Yeah.
So she's kind of, obfuscating it a little bit.
Sure.
But just as I think we're benefiting from knowing the story already. And then saying like, oh no, she's clearly just talking about herself right here.
She's trying to make herself not seem too crazy to her kid.
I like that Jessica says he a lot in this.
Yeah.
We know from the books and kind of all the ancillary material that we've gone through that the Kwisatz Haderach is specifically supposed to be a man.
Sure.
I don't think that they have said that explicitly in the books or in the movie yet. I'm not sure if they ever do. But the fact that they didn't make it into a gender neutral kind of thing or an ambiguous term. They specifically said he is here. He is supposed to do this. Was again a nice nod to people who know kind of the expanded universe. I think
that's fair.
Whether it was intentional or not, it was.
Yeah.
So what are they talking about, man? So a mind.
Yes.
Yeah. Mind powerful enough to bridge space and time, past and future. Who can lead us into a better future? What do you think they're talking about? I'll tell you.
So, it seems that trying to think of this from a movie watcher's perspective with no like background,
yeah,
right. Like, it just seems like it's a like we've said about other things, a messiah figure, right? Like that's what the Bene Gesserit are targeting.
Yeah.
Clearly they're trying to influence the arrival of it rather than just like some dude just shows up and is like, hey, look at this, I can do magic tricks.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So it's not as like messiah figure as most people would expect it to be, but that's not knowing everything, mm-hmm. I guess the closest like similarity that you can draw here. Now, yeah. Knowing what we know.
Well, before we get into that,
yeah,
it's if you were just watching this movie for the first time and you hear, could I be the one? I mean, to me, instantly that was Matrix Neo callbacks. I mean, that is exactly what
Mr.
my mind.
Mr. Anderson.
Yeah. What my mind went to, which is kind of a, you know, not to say that it's bad. It's just kind of a very generic hero story, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's Hero's Journey 101.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, so even without knowing any of the background, they say, I could be the one.
Paul is slow motion dodging Shai Hulud.
Yeah, kind of.
In bullet time.
So I think that, but just using that phrasing, invokes the right imagery in our minds.
Sure.
And we get it. We get it from just not knowing anything. Oh, Paul's going to be some kind of special hero to the story.
Yeah, everyone knows the hero's journey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's thousands of years of storytelling, the same trope over and over again.
Yeah.
Obviously little differences here and there, but it all follows the same formula.
So I want to talk just a second about specifically what the Bene Gesserits are mean by this. Well, so what Jessica means, and kind of give some beginnings of definitions to this Kwisatz Haderach term that we've said a bunch so far. So if you remember way back when, I think it was maybe like our first or second weeks of doing this, I talked about the Bene Gesserit and how they have like an ancestral memory.
Yes.
Right now, or in at least in the where this movie takes place, the time this movie takes place, it is only the females, certain, you know, select females in the Bene Gesserit have this ancestral genetic memory.
And they only inherit the memories of the women that came before.
Exactly.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. We talked about all of that.
Yep. Just a small refresher.
And how there were men.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Thousands of years ago from our current time.
Yeah.
That supposedly had this, but you know, they bred it out because it wasn't, you know, compatible with, you know, needing to be a warrior. There were a bunch of other reasons.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But like they're clearly trying to I'm gonna fucking hate myself for saying this, but circle back on it. to bring that back into
They're trying to get that, they're introduced that
reality.
Yeah. So when I was reading through the encyclopedia about this, I came across a couple of good passages that did a good job of explaining kind of what the, in very simplistic terms, this is clearly not all of the information that's there, but a good synopsis on what their goal is for this Kwisatz Haderach. The Bene Gesserits want to create a human who can tap into the male and female reservoirs of ancestral memory in order to control events and impose the Bene Gesserit version of destiny onto humankind. So what they believe is that if they have a single person who can view both of those paths, the male and female ancestral histories, they will have enough data to process and to cycle back through a perfect memory, and they will be able to make accurate predictions for the future. And they'll be able to lead humanity through the however many thousands of years or whatever, just into the future along the right path so that we don't become stagnant or go extinct or anything like that. So that is kind of their goal.
Is there a threat of extinction?
I mean, there's always is, especially when you're spread out so far.
I would think that spreading out and colonizing across an entire galaxy would reduce your chances of extinction because
on a long enough timeline.
Sure.
What's that quote? On a long enough timeline, the survival rate of any species drops to zero.
Fair. Okay.
I forget where that's from, but
I mean, eventually everything will die with the heat death of the universe. So,
sure. They want to get us to as close to that as possible.
Fair. Fair enough.
That's the back kind of the introduction into what this term Kwisatz Haderach is, kind of what their ultimate plan is for this this person, and we'll talk more about it as we go along and as we the viewers of the movie are introduced more to that idea, but just to get us a good base for going forward.
Yeah, I think it's important to kind of know the end game goal of the Bene Gesserit to really understand a lot of the motivations that for decision that we'll see later on too.
Yep. So. Yep. Then Paul says all part of a plan. One thing that the Bene Gesserit, it's always been described as, is having plans within plans within plans. So it's classic Bene Gesserit, just Paul, part of a plan. And my last bullet point is really a question for the two of us. What do you think Paul's emotion is right here?
I think he's just like, I mean, he's clearly confused.
Yeah.
Because his understanding of the Bene Gesserit is not what it actually is. And, you know, he hears people, very influential people in his life whispering about how he could be the one.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean to, you know, a 15-year-old kid or whatever in this case? You know, he's mm-hmm. going to have some questions for mom and be like, hey, yo, like, what's this?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. I looked at it saw it as kind of like a view of disappointment a little bit. Like, maybe not disappointment, but disappointment. Because he's like, I thought you were better than this. I thought you were different than, you know, normal Bene Gesserit stuff. But it turns out his mom is just the same.
Sure. I mean, he wants his mom to be, you know, a good person. And
yeah.
Spoilers. Nobody in this movie. That's not entirely true.
Yeah, there's some good folks.
Most people in this
movie. We haven't met any of them yet.
Yeah. But no. Nobody that we have met in this movie. No.
Duncan Idaho.
I would say Thufir Hawat's a good person.
Yeah. Well, he's in the service of bad people. So.
I would call him, I guess, more neutral than anything else.
Sure.
Because, yeah, like you said, he is in the service of bad people.
Mm-hmm.
But
the best of the bad, but still bad.
Yeah. But
anyways. I don't know. It's Paul's probably feeling real used right now. Like, you know, shit, you know, here's another destiny that I have to fulfill. Yeah. Oh boy. Another one.
Yeah. But our minute ends after that conversation.
Yep, it does.
So one thing that I noticed too was that there is no movement whatsoever between Paul and Jessica. They're whispering to each other in the mists about this prophecy. Neither of them are moving. It adds a bit of tension to the scene, I think, because they're so far apart from each other, speaking through the mists and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, there's no literal movement. This is a lot of plot movement.
Yes. Yes.
That happens.
Yes.
So
you don't. This sets us up for the rest of part one, part two, and part three.
Yeah, I mean, so, this is some important stuff that they talk about here.
I wonder if they're going to call the third movie part three, if they're going to call it Dune Messiah. Now that I'm thinking about it.
There's not a subtitle for part two. It's just Dune part two.
It's just Dune part two.
And this one was just Dune
part one.
Part one, yeah.
Well, this one was just Dune. They changed it afterwards to Dune part one.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Because when this movie was made, there was no, like, it wasn't greenlit. Like,
I thought
part two was
not. I thought he had that in the, and I thought it was like one of the, like, in the opening shots when we saw it in theaters. It said part one. Mm-mm. Did they add that in? Okay, they add that
in. I think they added that in afterwards. Because part two was never.
It wasn't confirmed or anything.
No. The studio didn't even, like, I think they wanted to see how well this movie did. Clearly, it did very well.
Sure.
So.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they definitely have a strong basis of calling it Messiah. If they want to, you know, say what book it's covering, that would make the most sense. But, you know, I don't know. Naming conventions might just say, just put it part three.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, no, I will
guess
find
we'll
out
have to wait until like 2027 or some shit.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
All right, but that's the end of this minute.
Yeah. Anything else? No, any more notes?
I don't have anything for this minute. Just a lot of talking. A lot of important talking.
Yeah, and we'll, savor it.
Yeah.
Savor the dialogue because we're about to enter in some wordless minutes.
A few wordless minutes, but we do have a lot of things to say about those wordless minutes. Yeah. So be sure to come back tomorrow. And you can always reach out to us at Dune Minute on Twitter. You can email DuneMinute@gmail.com or if you're on Instagram, @TheDuneMinute. We'll see you around.
See ya.